This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, November 13. The stones will cry out. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 19. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. This month, we've been discovering that there are many ways the Bible uses word pictures about rocks and stones. Rocks are symbolic of God's character and of our character. In our reading from Luke today, Jesus talks about stones that will cry out. But it's worth asking, which stones? And what are they saying? If we read this passage carefully, we'll see that Jesus was riding on a colt on a road coming down the Mount of Olives. It's possible that Jesus pointed to the stones along the road while he was talking, emphasizing how all of creation points to his power and authority. If the religious leaders would not let Jesus' followers praise him, then even the creation itself would cry out. And in its own way, it already does. Jesus may also be referring to the stones of the walls of Jerusalem. For as he approaches the city, he weeps over it and predicts that enemies will tear its walls down. This may be an echo of Habakkuk 2, verses 11 to 12, which says, "The stones of the wall will cry out. Woe to him who builds a city with bloodshed and establishes a town by injustice." Jesus defended people who were powerless and oppressed, and he was declaring that one day his authority will be made known and the structures of oppressive societies will come crashing down. Then all of creation will join together to proclaim Jesus as Lord of all.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.